I want to start now going over the places on Gimelon Bay, and we got to get to the place in Bubba Kama. We have a lot to see.
Okay. What did our Gemara say? Our Gemara said the Feirish, someone has the Bubba Kama, the small one.
Evan, you have it? Yeah, I'm yeah, who has a small Bubba Kama?
Here.
Yeah? Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Yes.
Great, okay. So the Gemara said here in Sanhedrin that we go Basarov, yes?
Yes.
We go Basarov, thank you, Evan. We go Basarov and Dinin Mominus, we go Basarov and Dinin Nefashis. That was the Maskanas of Gemara. We had a Machloikis, Yad Ramah, Rabbeinu Hanano, whether Rabbi Yoshia holds a base in the Tia. Yad Ramah said no, and Rabbeinu Hanano said yes. But Leisman the Pauli, there's a concept of Rov. How do we know there's a concept of Rov? By Dinin Nefashis, Acharam Lahatos. Even though Dinin Nefashis Achamiri, what's the din? The din is we still go Basarov. So how much more so if Dinin Mamash was not as serious? Right? Money's important, but it's not like Dinin Nefashis. So the bottom line is we go Basarov. Fine. So Tosfos is bothered by a Bam Kasha that we did on Thursday. And he said, well, what's going on here? He said, I don't understand. Shmuel is a famous din. Ain Hochel Mamanach Arov. How can you say Ain Hochel Mamanach Arov? Why don't we go Basarov and Dinin Mamash? Dinin Nefashis. We go Basarov and Dinin Nefashis. So that was the kasha that Tosfos asked. And Tosfos gave a proposed answer, which he rejected, which we discussed at great length. What was that proposed answer? The proposed answer was maybe a Ruba de Lesa Kaman, which is a woman giving birth at 9 months, or most people make a mistake on the calendar. Those are a Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Those we go Basar Allah Halamaisa. One might have said, when it comes to Ruba de Isa Kaman, which the robe's in your face, you go Basar over Din Nefashis. But a Ruba de Lesa Kaman, we don't go after, right? That was the proposed answer that Tosfos gave, right? So when we're saying Ain Hochel Mamanach Arov, that's a statistical robe, Ruba de Lesa Kaman. But a Ruba de Isa Kaman, we will go. Remember that was an answer that Tosfos said? Tosfos said, forget that answer. Because we know that we go Basar Din Nefashis both by Ruba de Isa Kaman and Lesa Kaman. We kill people. Right, if the father lives with that daughter, he's chayav. Remember the case? Or if the murderer, if they made a mistake, it's good. So you see, beferish that Tosfos rejected that answer. So what did Tosfos end up saying? So Tosfos ends up saying that what? That what's the klal ein hochel b'mamanach arov? It's very constricted. To what? What is it constricted to, the klal ein hochel b'mamanach arov? Only to the case of what? Rov, the oxen are for what? For pasturing. For plowing. Why is that a bad rove? Why is that a bad rove? Tosfos says it's a bad rove, but only a bad rove does Shmuel say it's din. So we suggested one possibility. Let's begin now with this. Okay, let's begin now with different possibilities. Why exactly Tosfos says it's a bad rove? Okay? Number one, we wanted to say from the what? From the Tosfos Shatz. That what? Number one, we want to say from the Tosfos Shatz and Tzubis Tetzain, after you look in the Gemara Bava Basra, the man is what? The man both what?
He does both.
He buys for what? For pasturing. He also buys for plowing. He buys for shechita. So you can't pin down a rove on him. So it's a bad rove. For this particular guy, he does both. But what do we say comes out from this Tosfos? That in reality, if you deal with a big rove, Shmuel would say what? Shmuel would say, Hochem Doma Menachah Rove. So that's one shot now we have in Tosfos. Let's get it down. We're going to offer three svaras in Tosfos why it's a bad rove. Number one is why, Daniel? You getting this down, please? What's the first svara why it's a bad rove? Let's get this. The first svara is a bad rove because this guy does both. So you can't pin a rove that he does rove l'charisha. You can't pin it on him. It just doesn't work. Okay?
Because the short does both shita and...
The guy does both. The guy buys both. Yeah. So we had a machlokes, and I sold it to you, Eli. It was a goring thing. I said, listen, I said I thought you were going to shecht it. So hell, you do both. So if you do both, Lamaisa, the rove doesn't help you at all. Okay? Fine. That's the Tosfos Shatz. Clear? Everyone got that? That's the Tosfos Shatz's shot. Gemara says in the Farish and Baba Basar, we're dealing with such a person that does both. Okay. Number two, Svara. The Shev Shmeitz and Shmeitz Adalim Perik Vav. Points out a Ramban in the Mechamas and Kedushin on Nunim and Beis and the Ritva. In Kedushin, Nunim and Beis. We did this in the Shabbos here in Shul. We did this a few months ago, this Ramban and Ritva. Anything that's based on sociological behavior is not a good rove. This guy wakes up one morning, he sells it for shechita. This guy sells it for plowing. I mean, that's not midderech teva lamaisa. It's mitzad a minig. It's sociological behavior. It's not derech ateva. Since many one second, Uri. It's sociological. Since many times noe gadam minig a mute. Sometimes a guy might. So even though rov konim lecharisha, that's a rov garua, because what might be now the mute might tomorrow be there. Not. You know what I'm saying? It's not mitzad derech ateva. It's not objective. What's an objective rov? Objective rov, Ruben Issa Kaman, you have 10 plaza of butcher shops, 9 are kosher, 1 is out, that's Issa Kaman. What's Ruben Issa Kaman? Most women give birth 9 months. That's Ruben Issa Kaman. That's statistical. That's in Teva. That's not going to what? Most people make a mistake when they don't know about an Eber month. That's not sociological. That's done. People make the mistake. It's not because of a rhyme and reason, Lamaisa. People, you know, Lamaisa might wake up one day and what sell, or Harisha sell the Shechita. We don't know, so that's the lashon. Let me read you the lashon. Ein ze rov chashim mishum masha rov asho. Says the pshat is bein shu rov shumuchuy mitzad derech ateva lebein rov sheino el mitzad minig rov sheino mitzad derech ateva after rov olam noy kein ein a rov gomer came shahar b'pam noy gadam kein minig amiut. Maybe this guy's sociological will be like the mute, and he'll do it for shechita. Shum kach kan after rov konim lecharisha ze hare ze rov garua. Therefore, Shmuel says, "Ain holchem the acharov b'dinim amudis." So we got that, Zach. Let's get this done. The Shmaitz of Hashem, the Rabban, and the Ritva. The Rabban is in the Machabes Kedusha Nun and Beis, and the Ritva and Daf Nun Dibaskal Pshita. That's a second svara. This Tois is screaming for a Hezber Evan. It doesn't say why it's a bad rov. Because you got me. And then a third shot. Three shot that we want to suggest why this rov is a bad rov.
By the Nushim, the Laysa command, it's still objective, right?
Yeah, it's objective. Women give birth. Then I can't. The Abishur says 9 months they give birth. Women can't decide when she's going to give birth, okay? Unless they do inductions, but we're not talking inductions, okay? We're talking about regular. Oh. So then there's a third shot I want you to get. And then I saw this in Seder with Shimon on Thursday. The Bach has the following line. The Bach in Siman Reish Lamed Beis Choshen Mishpat. Please get it. He says, you know why this is not a good rov? Because he says the following. He says the numbers don't make it a good rov. And I'm going to read you his line. Thank you for bringing it up, Johnny. He says the following. It's an Os Chaf Aleph in the Bach. Listen to this line. He says, Val Derech Zeh Gabi Shor Keneged Adam Echad Shekona Meyeshvarim Laradia. One guy might buy 100 oxen for plowing. Ike Meyeh B'nei Adam, there might be 100 men Shekona Nasara Shvarim Lachila. So on one hand, you might have 100 guys that what? You might have one guy that buys 100 Shvarim for plowing. What offsets that? There might be 100 people that what? That buy 10 Shvarim Lachila. So in other words, the numbers are rigged. It's not a good rov. You follow me? Follow me, Pinchas? Because you might have one guy that buys 100 shvarim for plowing. You offset that, you'll find 100 people that buy what? That buy 10 shvarim lachila.
10 each?
I would assume that's what he means. Well, they're not working as partners.
That's 1,000.
Yeah, so in other words, don't give me the business that what? That the bottom line in the pool of oxen, you cannot label the pool of oxen as being what? Rov for plowing. You follow what I'm saying, Ellie? Might be one guy might buy in bulk. You buy 100 for Harisha. But at the other hand, there might be 10 guys that are what? There might be 100 guys that are, you know, have to make a nice dinner. So they're going to buy, each one of them are going to buy 10 for Busser. So basically, the Bach is saying, you got that line down? So write that down, line, because I brought it up to quote it. Thank you, Johnny. One guy buys 100 shvarim. To offset that, you have 100 guys that buy 10 shvarim lachila. You follow me, Ben? So that's, the numbers are rigged. That's basically what the Bach is saying. And since the number are rigged, that's not a good rov. Okay? So you got that? So let's go with that. Three different malachim. Yaakov, you got this? Three different malachim. Toysa Shantz. The Shmaitz, the Lefi, the Rabban, Ritva, and number three, who? Who's three? The Bach. As to why our Tosfos is what? Why our Tosfos says the rove is a bad rove. Okay? The rove in Baba Basra. It's a bad rove. But what I want you to glean from there, and I can't stress it enough, And that's why I said this tush is a collector's item. That in reality, if it's a real sharka rov, Shmuel will agree that holchen do mamon achar rov in dini mamons. There's something deficient about this rov. The rov in Baba Basa Nafsadi Beis. Where the case I sold you short came out to be a knock. You follow what I'm saying? That means you're basically going to constrict this tosis. I want you to get this down. One sec, Pinchas. This might give room. Rav Shechter Shlita always quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger. Let's get it down. Okay? Please get it down. Lamaisa, we better write on the board. Lamaisa, maybe I'm a little tired today. We have a lot to do. Whatever the reason is. Just because I don't write on the board, we have to know it. Lamaisa. Okay? Sofik, why I didn't write it on the board. I'm nostalgic. So what's the pshat? So Rabbi Kivager writes, Rabbi Kivager has in the tshuva, if it's a starka rov, what do I mean by a starka rov? It's a 95% rov. Then even Shmuel holds you go bust a rov and then imamunus. So I wanted to, I'm just pointing out to you that this tosis gives a little bit of what? Gives a little bit of an opening to that Rabbi Kivager, because, you know, the tosis, our tosis waters down that famous klal of Shmuel, of Heinoch and Domomarach a rov, because it's only where the rov is a bad rov. Where it's something deficient about it. And I'm just pointing out to you that there's a Rabbi Kivager that says that if you have a Gavaltic Rov, 95% Lamaisa, you'll go bust that Rov even in Dini Mominus. Okay? I'm not saying the Rabbi Kivager has to be in line with our Tosis, but I'm just saying that there's an, according to Yomar Makom, that in fact, one of the Gedolei Achronim says you go bust a Rov in Dini Mominus, even though you hold like Shmuel. Because Shmuel said you go buy a Rov, that's a Rov, it's, I don't know, 70% Rov, you don't go bust her. But a starker Rov, you will. Our Tosis is saying even more. The only Rov that Shmuel says is bad is a real deficient Rov, for three different Svaras, we said. But maybe 75% Rov Shmuel would say is good, as long as it's stark. I'm just pointing out to you that it'd be Kivay. Yes, Pinchas, go ahead.
Can I just repeat the Bach?
Yeah, the Bach just says the numbers are rigged. What does the Gemara mean, Rov animals are the what? Rov animals are the Harisha. What that means is in bulk, one guy will buy 100 oxen for what? For Harisha. But you'll find also 10 people that what? You'll find 100 people that will buy what? Each one will buy 10 for Shechita. So what does that mean? What is he trying to say? He's trying to say that, you know, Lamaisa, all it means is that per se, regarding the animals or Harisha maybe are bought for bulk. But regarding as to whether Eli himself was a person that purchased it for Shechita or what? Or for plowing? That doesn't show anything. Doesn't show anything at all. It's not a shtarka rov. That's what the Bach wants to say. It's not a rov chashim. Because the fact that rov shvarim are nikkum l'charisha, that's because the konim l'charisha, they buy many behemoths, l'maisa. But there is a rov people that want, that buy, you know, animals l'shchita. It doesn't, you know what I mean? It's not a strong rov. You follow what I'm saying?
No, really.
In other words, you look at the situation, okay?
Yeah.
You look at the situation. The bottom line is that most people, when they buy Rov Shvarim are nicknamed L'Charisha, that's because, Lamaisa, the people that buy L'Charisha buy a lot more behemoths.
Okay.
They buy a lot more behemoths. So therefore, at the end of the day, Lamaisa, what the Bach is saying is that maybe in the pool of oxen, more oxen are used for what? For plowing. Because people buy them in bulk. You follow me?
Okay.
But that doesn't discard me saying that no animals are bought l'shchita. There might be there might be as many people that buy animals for shechting, but they don't buy it in bulk. You understand what I'm saying? According to the Bach, you just have to read the Gemara. I guess what you have to say is that it was bought for what? It was bought for, you know, that was the question at hand. We don't know where Eli falls in. You know what I mean? I sold it for Eli, but this happened to be Eli's situation. Lamaisa, you know, he bought an individual shore. You follow me?
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, you understand what I'm saying? When the Gemara says the Rov Laradia, that's only because they're bought more in bulk. One guy buys, but that doesn't mean that it's 95% are bought for what? For Harisha, and 5 are only bought for Shechita. It's not true. You understand what I'm saying? In transactions, right, in transactions, maybe in the world of economy, when people do transactions on oxen, more animals are probably bought in transactions of oxen for Harisha, right? But because of, that's because of what? That's because of of that they're bought in bulk. You understand what I'm saying? But regarding people, it could be the deals that are done, Lamaisa, regarding the Gavras, there might be just as many people that do it L'shchita. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mitzad the Chefsa, you look at, it's more pointing towards Harisha. Mitzad the Gavra, it's not true. Mitzad the Gavra, they might be, you know, Eli might have bought it for Shechita. Even though he's claiming to be Rabbi, I bought it as a Goren Shor. I think that's a better, easier way to look at it, okay? There's Mitzad the Gavra, the Shechita is just as well, it offsets the fact that Mitzad the Chefsa, most Shvarim are for Harisha, right? We don't, okay. That might be true, Mitzad the Chefsa, but we're talking about Mitzad the Gavra. Uri, do you follow what I'm saying? So the fact Mitzad the Gavra, that offsets it. Pinchas clear?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's three svaras within Tysus why it's a bad one. Ben, clear?
What did Rabbi Kiva
just said simple. That when Shmuel said, ain't all the Machar Rov, it meant a 75 to 25. But if it's a gigantic Rov, then even Shmuel's motive. 95 to 5. Just push it straight up. Okay. So that's the Tysus where? That's the Tysus by us in Sanhedrin. I gave you the Tysus Baba Kama. Okay? I photocopied it to you a while ago. I didn't photocopy it again, but what does Tysus say? I'm going to read it inside. Tysus says in Baba Kama, Chavzayin and Beis, he says, Kamash Mlan, Hene Hochlin, the Momonacha, Rov, Tema, Ma Tamin Hochlin, Lacey, the Kavachorm, the Dini Nefoshes, Kidarmin, the Perakaman, the Sanhedrin, Daf Gimel and Beis, Reb Oshia, Maisel, the Kavachorm, the Dini Nefoshes, Ma Dini Nefoshes, the Chamiri, Omar Rahman, the Zilbas, the Ruba, Dini Momonas, Lokoshke. The Afilu Ruba, the Lacey, Kaman, Aslina, the Dini Nefoshes, Bas, the Ruba, Kidarmin, Reish, Sora Mor. What's Tysus Kasha? Same Kasha as our Tysus. You say in Ochel Mamachrov, we go Basarov and Dini Mamuns. Based. Please get down. However, our Tysus argues. Tysus and Baba Kama argues on Tysus and Hedge. And he gets a whole new terrence. And what emerges from our Tysus in Baba Kama is the general acceptance that Shmuel's klal is ein holchin b'mamarachrov. Not that it's an exception. Not that you constrict it like our Tysus. That's why I called our Tysus a collector's item. Tysus Baba Kama is not a collector's item. This is what all Lamdonim know this Tysus. All Lamdonim should know our Tysus as well. But the regular Lamais, if you don't know the stand, this is the standard shot that we paskin like Shmuel. So what's going on? Listen to the Teretz. Yesh lomer dasam gabad dayanim shiny dechash miut dido kamosha eno. Period. What's Tysus Teretz in Baba Kama? Uri? It's not a roll, but what is it? It's a coal. And we discussed Rav Rodesheim Shlita's theory, the unit theory, that the three Dayanim are not individuals, but they are what? They make up one unit. What were the four Nafkaminas we said? What were the four Nafkaminas we said for Rodesheim's unit theory? This Tysus, it's a coal. What else? Dayanim Shabbat Maksasa Bat Lakula, because it's one organic unit. If you have one Dayan that's fat, it messes up everything. How did Dayanim write their psak? Even if two Dayanim say yes, and one Dayan says no, we say Midivrechim is Dakaploni, and Daflamanam and Alf, because it's one unit. And what's number four? What's the fourth Nafkamin? The Mordechai's Kashin Chulin. The Mordechai's Kashin Chulin. How do you go Basarov? It's an edge. It's a cold Kavu, Kemetsa Dummy. But that's if you say it's a rov. It's not a rov. It's cold. So we want to say our own theory. The kasha doesn't start. The Mordechai's answer was what? That it was a what? That it was porish. The dibur's porish from their mouths. Called the parish meruva parish. You got that? So Tosos' answer above a comma is what? What's Tosos' answer above a comma?
It's not a rov.
It's cold. El, you got that?
Yeah.
So Bezdin's rov is not a rov. It's a cold. But in classical cases of what? In Baba Basra, you would say, statistical rov, you would say, Ein holchim de mamon, achar rov. And how does he say it? Aval, he says, V'leika lememer d'hasam uki mamono. Yeshvom d'hasam gavadonim d'ashayni d'choshev niyu didu kimo sheheno. V'leika lememer d'hasam uki mamono b'chetz kismari. And you can't say that we should establish the mamon b'chetz kismari. What's chetz kismari mean? Uri, keep the money by the guy who has the money now, meaning me, I sold the money, sold the short held. The Beisdin Mafkimine. What do you mean, the Beisdin Mafkimine? Beisdin is the one that's motzi the mamon. Beisdin is the one that's motzi the mamon. Aval shar mamon, dikamiyu v'chazaka, laws lina basaruba. So what is Tosus saying here? Let's get it. Tosus says that the robe is not a robe, it's a coal. That's number one. So the Kasha's answer, very good. Problem is, halacha lemaisa, is that The problem is in what sense have you really answered the kasha of what? The kasha from what? Ruba Delesa Kaman. You did answer the Beis Din. You follow what I'm saying? Ben, you did answer the Beis Din, that Beis Din's kol, but how do you answer Ruba Delesa Kaman by the case of the woman and by the case of making a mistake? That's a Ruba Delesa Kaman. You can't say kol. So I want you to get that. How does the Tysus answer that? That's number one difficulty on the Tysus. Okay, number one. Yes, Ellie. What was Tosus Kasha? Same as our Tosus. Sometimes you go Basar Rov and Dinin Nefashos. We had two cases. Beis Din and what else? The woman, 9 births, 9 months. Ibra Chodesh, that's Lesa Kaman. So you want to tell me Rov is cold? That's fine. But how does it answer the other Kasha? The Ruba de Lesa Kaman Kasha. You follow me, Ellie? That's one difficulty. The other difficulty I want you to get, we learned this last year. We said that which is better, Rov or Chazaka? Which is better? Machloikis Tanoim in Daf Peyam and Aleph in Kedushin. The Chachamim say, Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif. The mute is Keman Delesa. The mute is like it doesn't exist. And what do the Chachamim, what does Reb Meir say? All of our shas were choshish lemiuta. We are choshish lemiuta. He says, smoke, miuta, lechazaka, the Israel ruba. And it creates a what? It creates a reyesa in the rov. Because according to Remeir, we're choshish lemiuta. Okay? Remeir says, we're choshish lemiuta. Okay, Daniel, you got this? The mute is not command belesa. So what does Tosus conclude there above a comma? What does he say, Zach? He says that what? Shar Mamon is what? What does he say Shar Mamon is? He says, Dika Mute Chazaka Loz Din Basaruba. Therefore he establishes Ein Hochen B'Mamon Acharov. Why is Ein Hochen B'Mamon Acharov? Because you combine the Mute with the Chazaka, beats out the Rov. That means the whole famous Klal Shmuel is according to who? Rebeir, that's a Pella. This famous cloud is accepted all over Shas. That means it's only in line with Reb Meir? Again, what's the lashon in the Tosef Baba Kama? About what? About Shar, Gabi Sharmom, Dikamiyut, Chazaka, Loz, Dina, Basaruba. He's explaining the cloud, Ein Ochel, B'Mamon, Acharov. Right? He's explaining that cloud. So, therefore, it's difficult to say that that whole cloud is a leave it to Reb Meir. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah, there's two kashas here on the Divrei HaTosfos above a comma. Number one is Tosfos answers that how can Ein Ochel B'Mamon Acharov square with the Rov of Beis Din? So he answers the Rov of Beis Din is a kol. Fine. That's your answer, the Rov of Beis Din, that it's kol. But you don't answer the case of Ruba Delesa Kaman. Can't say it's kol. That's one difficulty we're saying. Number two is the way he establishes the whole cloud of Ein Ochel B'Mamon Acharov is based on Reb Meir. Smoke mute chazak and the rupa. According to the chum, the mute's nothing. That means you're going to tell me Shmuel's whole cloud is only limited to a mayor? Very bizarre. You got the two problems? Two kashas, Pinchas? Okay. So let's try to solve these two kashas on the Taisa Baba Kama. Okay, first of all, it is possible to suggest, and I want to start, let's start with the second kasha. Okay, let's start with the second kasha. How can you establish the whole thing? So it could be, maybe, what we could say is as follows. And this is what the Sefer Zera Emes writes, Pshat and Taisus, okay? It could be that Gemara Kedushin was talking about what type of Chazaka? A Cheskes Isser. Was talking about a case with a baby playing with playing with dough. So Rove babies play with rats. They don't know it's a dead rat. And they get Tameh. And then they're Metameh the dough. So you have rove babies play with the rats, they touch the dough, you have a mute of what? Babies that don't. Against the chazaka, that what? The isu is always good. We always thought the isu was tahor, right? So you combine the mute with the chazaka, and Ramirez says it remains tahor. Okay? That's a cheskes isser. A cheskes isser is one thing. You can combine a mute and a chazaka to beat out of what? To beat out a rove. Let me turn this off. I forgot to turn it off. Okay, you follow me? You understand what I'm saying? A cheskes isser, a mute and chazaka can what? A mute and chazaka get together. You follow me? Because halacha lemaaseh, it depends what you're fighting with. But we're dealing with a cheskes mamon. When you deal with a cheskes mamon, halacha lemaaseh, we paskin, ruba b'chazaka, ruba adif. So therefore, halacha lemaaseh, one sec, even though we say what? Ruba b'chazaka, ruba adif. That's when you're dealing with a cheskes isser. Cheskes isser is not as strong as a cheskes mamon. Cheskes mamon is adifa me a cheskes isser. It's like stark. What is a cheskes mamon? What is the marker of cheskes mamon? Baba kama men vav mebeis. Motzim mechavera olav lavi rai is the same thing as cheskes mamon. It's the same exact cloud. The Gemara says we learn about from a pasuk. The Gemara says you need a pasuk for it. It's a svara. If someone has a pain, you go to the doctor. If someone claims you owe money, bring me proof. Till you bring me proof, I don't owe you a penny. Mem vavim beis b'makama, lamali cross fori. Cheskes mamon is the same thing as what motzim mechel of arayim. So it comes out halacha lemaisa, that what? That this cheskes mamon is the same thing as what? Motzi mechavero, olav lahavi raya. What's that famous klal called? You know what it's called? Klal gadol bedin. It's amazing. The Gemara calls it klal gadol bedin. That's a super heavyweight chazaka. That super weight chazaka, halacha lemaisa, then a rov can't beat it out. When do the chacham say ruba chazaka ruba adif is when? That's against a cheskes what? This was a cheskes isser. Cheskes isser, you're right, the rov can beat out the chazaka. However, when you talk about the concept of what, cheskes mamon, then you can have the tag team. The mute plus the chazaka will beat out the rov. That's what the Zer Emes is mas with the Taisus. So don't tell me that this cloud's only quadra mayor. You want to quote Rekedushin Daf Pei? That's cheskes isser, Zach. We're dealing with cheskes mamon. You follow me? And that's what the Zer Emes wants to say, a beautiful chiddush. And the truth is, I want you to get this down. This might be the Rabban and Hilchos Bechairis, the beginning of Pirkei Gimel. I'll read you his Lashon. The Kaimelan ain't Hochel Mamanach Arov, Elazek Klaus Gadol B'din, Motzim Mechavel of Araya. There it is. A Rov Lamaisa doesn't win. It loses out to the Miut plus Chazaka. And the Taisus read, Baba Basra, Sadi Beis and Beis. Please get these Lashonos. Hasamar Meshmul ain't Hochel Mamanach Arov, the Rubu Chazaka, the Mamona Chazaka Adifa. The Hemin Mamanachaskasa, Motzim Mechel of Araya. And the Truman, that was the Taisus Rid, Baba Basra, Sadi Beis and Beis. And in the Trumas Adeshin, Simon Shin Mem Tes, Venerit after Kaimelan Rubu Chazaka Rubadif, Shiny Cheskes Momen, Dispay Taime, Motzim Mechel all over Raya, Rubu Lomikri Raya. That's what the Vilna Gon seems to say, Choshen Mishmet, Reish Lamed Beis, Sifkot Lamed Aleph. So it seems, Poshup Shat Lamaisa, that this is what Taisus might mean too. This is what Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes in his Sefer, the Chut HaMeshulash, the Chuvah Chut HaMeshulash Simen Zayin. The only thing that's a little bit bothersome with that is what? Why does Taisus say a Lashon mute? According to this, the Chazaka should win on its own. You know what I mean? Ellie, why do you need to combine the mute with the Chazaka? The Chazaka should win on its own. So he just wants to say that Taisus didn't need the mute. Mute's really no great shakes here. The mute, which he was just trying to say that when it comes to Dayanim, there's no mute at all. He was just contrasting the two. But the bottom line is it's the Chazaka. I tell you to read the word Chazaka 100 times. Underline Chazaka 100 times. Because the Iker is the Chazaka, so it's doing it. You follow me? It's not really the mute. He was just contrasting, Yosef, that the mute by Dayanim doesn't exist. The mute here exists. You follow what I'm saying? But it's really a vort in what? It's really a vort in the Chazaka. So this answers the second Kasha very well. Please get down. There's another terrace to the second Kasha, which is a bit of a collector's item. But this is written by the Ginis Rodin. The Prichadish wrote a sefer called the Ginis Rodin in Klal Lamites, where he writes the whole Kasha is a great Kasha that I ask. And you know what? The whole Klal of Ein Hochel B'Mamanach Arov is only the Rabbanon. Ginis Rodin. The Ginis Rodin. Nochum. The Ginis Rodin. The Ginis Rodin says that the whole klal is only drabana. It's a din drabana. Ain't holchim b'mamanach arov. The whole thing's a din drabana because of the kasha. You want to say it's based on smoke, mute, of chazaka? This way, ruba, that's a mayor. Ah, it's only a chumah midrabana. In a chanami, minat Torah, there should be no such klal. That's a very big kiddush. The Rosh Yosef and Chulin says the same thing in Beis Maf. Why did I say it's just a big Kiddush? Because the Beis Shlomo points out in Yordaya, he says very, very difficult Lamaisa. Because why? Allah Lamaisa. Why do you think it's against what I said from the Rishon, is Mashav that's been a Torah from the Trumas Hadeshin? Plus the fact, what have we said before? It's very hard to say something Dini Mamunis is a Chumra. What? Because why? What's a Chumra for one guy is a what? Is a Kula for the other guy. Very difficult. That's what the Shem Aryeh asks. He says he doesn't understand this. He doesn't understand at all this Ginis Radim. Because the bottom line is you're going to be Machmir. So to the other guy, what? The other guy, it's a Kula. He's going to get the money. You follow me? So it's very difficult. So please get this down. Let's follow the construct. What have we done so far today, guys? Chlorkite. The Tysus and Sanhedrin, which gives a screaming line. What's the sword of three Buren? But we said the Tysus premise in Sanhedrin is what? Constricting the cloud to one little case. Tyson Baba Kama. That's the same kasha, gives a different terrence, and is saying that the cloud's a great cloud. We had two kashas on his terrence. Number one, how is Cole answering the case of Ruby Lace to come on? Number two is, aren't you setting it up like Rameir Enochomacharov? So on that second kasha, we just gave two terutsim. Okay? What were the two terutsim? That really what? Don't compare Chazakah's Cheskasisra Kedush not paid to this Chazakah. It's really the Chazakah so powerful. Really the mute's really not needed. The mute is just to contrast that there's no mute at all by Dayan. The second theory is just that maybe in a Hanami. The whole cloud's only the Rabbanon, which is a tremendous Kedush to Ginnis Rodin, which we said against the Rishonim, and how can you say it's the Rabbanon? What's a Chumra for one guy is a Kula for the other fellow. Okay. So we got this Chlor. That's the Pshat Lamaisa. This is the Pshat. Now, Let's get to answer now the first kasha. What was the first kasha we said on Taisa Baba Kama? What was the first kasha we said on Taisa Baba Kama? Oh, how you answer Leis Le Kaman by saying the word Kol?
Explain Tosos is not the Ruben Kula, but the second. What does Chassid Mari have to do? Is that answering? What is Chassid Mari doing in the Tosos? Is he? What are they using Chassid Mari for?
He's explaining the cloud wall. Ain't Hochem the Momenach Harov. I don't have to pay Ali back the money. I have the money. I sold it. We don't go bus a rov. I have a cheskes mammon. That it's my money.
But we don't have that chazak because
you don't have that chazak when you go to a din tayrath because Bezdin is the one that's motzi. They're the ones that are the boss. They're the ones that are motzi the mammon. That's what he's saying.
Meaning what?
You don't. Meaning there's no cheskes mammon against the Bezdin.
If there was cheskes mammon, what would happen?
Then you'd lose. But he's pointing out that Bezdin wins. Bezdin is the one that's motzi. Not. The two litigants. But when you look at a Suffolk and
that's why we don't say Rove, though? That's why we wouldn't say Rove by Mammon?
No, it's not Rove, it's Cole. But the reason why also that there's no Chazaka he's pointing out is because Bezdin is the one that's so Motzi.
He's answering a different
He's saying that too. Well, by Bezdin, everything's fine by Bezdin. Because number one, it's Cole. And number two, there's not even a Chazaka. There's no Chazaka. Because Bezdin is the one that's what considered to be the one that's Ukim Mono. Bezdin is the Mafik Mamone. You can't say ukimono mecheskes mani. Whatever Bezdin says goes.
What
I'm saying to you, Johnny, is that every time Bezdin decides the guy is what, if Bezdin decides Reuven wins and Shimon loses, they're being motzi mon from Shimon. Shimon has a chazaka. It doesn't make any difference. Bezdin beats out the chazaka. That's all he's pointing out. But in a shailin, a din Torah, where we have to decide, not a din Torah, but lamais, in the case of Rav and Shmuel, that an individual Rav would have to paskin, where Ellie's claiming that it was a goring shore, he got ripped off. What's my response? You don't have to go to Bezer for that. My response is, I'm sorry. Ain't hochel mamonach harov. And he's the muk. I'm the muk, so I don't have to pay him a penny. You understand what I'm saying? I don't have to pay him a penny. So now, back to the Tysus. Okay, you got that, Chlor?
Right, so then what was the last line of Tosos?
The last line is establishing when you say ain't hochel mamonach harov, about gabi shar mama, which is not based in.
Right.
Ikamute for Chazaka, laws lean basaruba. That's the head for Reinochem Amarov. That's like Rebeir. How can you set it up like Rebeir? Smoke me the Chazaka Saruba. So the Terence says that's Cheskes Isser. Cheskes Moment's different. Even the Chum agree Cheskes Moment's special. Those are the three we showing him. Tosus does say mute, so I'm saying he didn't mean mute. He just meant mute to contrast it by Bezdin. There's no mute. Here there's a mute. But really, mute doesn't help at all. The Gairim is Cheskes Moment. Cheskes Moment is the Gairim. Cloud got a bedin. You got me? The other terrence is in a Hanami. My kasha is a great kasha. The whole thing's only Durabanan. The whole famous Klal of Shmuel, Enochem Amarov, is only Durabanan. That's the Ginnis Ram. That's very difficult to say it's Durabanan. First of all, it's against Rishonim. Second of all, what do you mean it's a Chumra Midurabanan? What's a Chumra for one guy? It's a Chumra for what? for Ellie, but it's a kula for me because I keep the money. You know? So it's very difficult. Okay, now let's answer the first kasha we said. What was the first kasha we asked? How are you answering Cole? How is Cole answering Ruben Leisa Kaman? Correct? So, I pointed out the Reb Chaim in the stencil that Rubo Kakulu we learned from here. But you have to say like the Sefer Get Poshit. What does the Sefer Get Poshit want to say? He wants Sefer Get Poshit, one of the Gedolei Achronim. Beautiful Sefer. He wants a title like this. What does it mean when Basin's Mafkamine? It means that the one who's holding the money can't say, you know what? If there's a Muta Dayanim, I hold like the Muta Dayanim. Let's say two guys say that in the Shiloh of Ellie and me, that I should pay. Right? Lamaisa, what's the halacha? That's fine. Ellie and me is a Shiloh of an individual Rav. But when you go to a Beis Din that's deciding a different Shiloh, a different case, Ellie, let's say you go to a Beis Din. Well, let's say the guy who loses says, I hold like the Muta Dayanim. Can you say Kimli? Remember we did that a few weeks ago? Or last week, Kimli? Remember Kimli? I want to hold like the mute. Remember we had that? Can a guy say Kimli? I want to hold like the mute or not? I want to hold like the mute of Poskim. Are you able to do that? No, you're not. Because the mute goes out the window when it comes to Basin. That also answers the Kasha by Ruba DeLeza. Come on. Most people make a mistake on the calendar. Most women give birth at 9 months. So there's no way a guy can say Kimli. I hold like the Adim. I think those Adim made a mistake. Halacha l'maisa. He can't say save himself by saying Kimli Kani and Shame Amiu Chanatoyan. Right? You know what? The guy was testified in Times Square that he should be killed. One aide said the second of the month, the other aide said the third of the month. The guy who's supposed to be executed says, you know what? I think that those Adim know what's going on. And they may contradict themselves. Then one aide said two, one aide said three, throw it all out. Can he do that? No, he can't, Ellie. He cannot do that. Because why? We assume there's no mute that can rely on. Halacha l'maisa. According to this beer, anytime you go basar b'din in the fashos basar rov, gam b'din imam asalzlin basar rov. That is the din. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? So in other words, you're right. It is kol. It's a kol by Beis Din. It's also a kol by what? What is also a kol by? It's a kol by Ruben Leisa Kaman too. You cannot say that I'm of the opinion that I think those eight know what's going on. No one made a mistake. It's not right. You can't do that. Okay? You just can't do that. Halacha l'maisa. You can't do that. And Meila, he's answering that kasha very well. He's answering the kasha also from what? From Sanhedrin as well. Of, you know, the case of the 9 months baby and the people making a mistake on the Ibur of the Arka. He's answering that kasha as well. You have no ability to say that I think it was from the mute. So it is answering call. Okay? It is answering call. So basically what we want to suggest is halacha l'maisa, is that it is answering both kashas. Okay? And that's what he means to say that Beis Din is motzi l'maisa, that the Beis Din, the mute, what, gets mevatel das, and also halacha l'maisa, the nidon can't say kimli as well. So therefore, if you say like that, it answers that first kasha as well. It is called by everything. It's not just by Beis Din. It's also by what? It's also by halacha l'maisa, Ruba d'leisa, come on. It's kind of like if you put it together, a prime and a stunt, so you're saying Ruba Kakulo by both. Ruba d'isa come on, and also Ruba d'leisa come on, which is a bit of a chiddush. But that's what we're saying. There is no mir. And therefore, if there's no mir, there's nothing to talk about. Okay? So that answers that kasha as well. Okay? That answers the first kasha, halacha l'maisa. There is a possibility to say, which is a bit of a chiddush, halacha l'maisa, that maybe you could read the Taisvis, and most Gedol Acharim say like that, that maybe Ruba de Dayanim is only Shach to Kavachorma for Mamad in the Fashos. Because you don't say Smoke Mutal Chazaka. Because the Halacha L'maisa Beis Din Mafke. But of a Rov that's not Ayyadei Beis Din, he can't learn out Din Mamad with Din in the Fashos. Because there is a Cheskis Mamad. That's a bit of a Chiddush. Is that possible to say? You hear what I'm saying? But that's what most Gedol Acharim say. Meaning, I want you to get that other thing down. The other mahalach is that Tosas Taka is not answering the kasha. It's only answering it from what? He's only taking care of it of Beis Din. Please get this down, Pidkus. Only Beis Din is kol. In a Hanami, other things are not kol. And therefore what? And therefore he's not answering it. And therefore halacha l'maisa, the only time you go basar rov and dini mamonis is what? Is only by a Ruben Isa Kaman. Not by what? He's not answering it. He's not answering it, halacha l'maisa. He's not answering it. Meaning only by Din Nefashos do you see a Ruben Leisa Kaman. But by Mamonis, not. Did everyone hear what we just broke it down? right? Because what was the rov? The rov is by lace is isekaman. So I'll say the rov, but by Beis Din, because the rov is kol. And I'll say the rov by din in the fashos, that the rov becomes a kol by lace kaman. I will kill someone by the woman giving birth in 9 months. And I assume that most people make a mistake. But by aruba, by dinim ominous, by aruba the lace kaman, I will not say it. I will not say kol in a chanami. I will not say kol. So it comes out, halacha lemaisa, that basically what you're saying is that the kavanas ataisis, according to this, is that the kavachomer is only shayach, halacha lemaisa, only the gabi roba dayanim do we say the kavachomer from, you know, mominus to nefashos. Because there's no smoke mute to the chazaka. There's no smoke mute because we're taking the mute very seriously. But a robe that's not ayyadei beizdin, you cannot say because by din of mominus you have a cheskes mamon. Because God bless you. So it comes out that chiddush halacha lemaisa. We got it? So in other words, let's go. Let's summarize this taisis the way we said it. Okay? The way we're summarizing this taisis is that according to taisim Baba Kama, it comes out, according to taisim Baba Kama, it comes out that basically there is a famous klal in halacha the mamaracha rov. There is such a famous klal. And what's the famous klal based on? Based on smoke mutal chazaka visule rubu. Isn't that Reb Meir's opinion? No way. That's Reb Meir by Cheskes Isser. Cheskes Mammon is stark. Cheskes Mammon is stark. So Cheskes Mammon beats out everything. So it doesn't really need mute. So why did this call the mute? Because we're just trying to contrast that Beis Din has no mute in statistically you have. Right? Is that correct? Then we asked ourselves, well, how is this answer of Kol going to solve the problem by what? By Ruben Lesa, come on, by Nefashos. So what do we say? It is a Kol. No one can say, oh, I think those Adim know what's going on. I think this woman is a woman that doesn't give birth in 9 months. You can't say that. It does make it a cult. Statistically, it becomes a cult. That's it. Done. That's the way the Get Poshut. Let's write that. The Get Poshut says Pshat in the Taisis. That's how the Get Poshut says Pshat. That it is a cult. It's a cult not just by the Beis Din. Kol, Legabe Beis Din, and also Legabe what? Percentages. I'm writing down a chuzim by both. That's one way of learning it. The other way of learning the Taisis is saying what? You know what? There is a kol by Beis Din, and there is a kol by what? Aruba Delesa Kaman by Nefashos. Halacha Lamaisa. Right? By Dini Nefashos, but not by Dini Mominus. But not by Dini Mominus. And therefore, that's what many Gedolei Achronim want to say. That's the Kavanas HaTaisis. Only Legabe the Rov of Dayanim do we learn the Kavah Chomer. That's it. Only by the Rov of the Dayanim do we learn the Kavah Chomer. Where it's not shayach to say, Ruba to, you know, smoke mute or the Chazak of Israel, because there is no mute. But a Rov that is not Alpi Beis Din, a Rov that is not Alpi Beis Din, you cannot learn out Dini Mominus from Dini Nefashos. You cannot. That's it. Just stop. Why can't you? Because I didn't know if there's a Chazaka. That's it. By Dini Mominus, there's a Chazaka. Does anyone understand why this one's a little bit different than the Get Poshut? See, the Get Poshut is saying once you say kol, that solves what? That solves everything, right? The Get Poshut is saying that everything solves what? Everything that solves everything. There's a kol. So if there's a kol, that solves everything. You can't say that there's a mute. Okay? Plus the fact, one second, plus the fact you could say that Taisus is learning. Plus the fact you could say that Taisus is learning Lamaisa that you can make the Kavah Chomer from Beis Din, from Dini Nefashos to Dini Mominus because there's no mute. But any time it's not a Beis Din, the mute Lamaisa can't be rejected because why? Because there's a Chazaka. There's a Cheskes Mamon to Lenitva. And that's the Chiddush Halacha Lamaisa. So it's not different than the Get Poshut. But since the Torah says Acharav Lahatos, Halacha Lamaisa, that's it. It says Acharav Lahatos, and the Rov Dayanim is Shayach to learn out of Kavah Chomer, and there, only there do we make that comment, Lamaisa. It's not Shayach Miuta. But everywhere else, Halacha Lamaisa, the Rov will not what? You cannot learn the Kavah Chomer. What is the basis of a Kavah Chomer in Dini Mominus? What's it based on? From Dini Nefashos. But you can only do that when it's a kol. When is it a kol? Only by Beis Din. Only by Beis Din. How can you go buster a rov and din in the fashos? That's not a Beis Din, because rov always good by din in the fashos. See, this is a different way of learning it. There's all rov always is good by nefashos, both by what isa kaman and lesa kaman. The question is, what about mamonis? So you know what? The only thing it works by mamonis is when it's cold. When is that? By a beis din. That's it. Done. Finished. So there's Tosos brought up Ruben Lesa Kaman Nefashos Shkoyach. Bring it up from today until tomorrow. You're right. We do it. You understand what I'm saying? The problem is mamonis is the problem. Mamonis was lesa kaman. We don't have the rov. That's a different way of learning than the Get Pashut. See, the Get Pashut said, it's cold. So if it's cold, it solves Ruba Delay, Issa Kaman, both by Mominus and the Fashos. It also solves what? Also solves Ruba Delay, Issa Kaman by what? By the Fashos. Why doesn't it solve it by what? Ruba Delay, Issa Kaman by Mominus. Because why? Because it's not a cold. It's not a cold. It's not cold. There are a myriad of people that do it. That's it. There are a myriad of people that do it. That's it. That's the din. You can't deny that. He'll say Lamaisa that I'm like the myriad of people that have that Lamaisa.
Yeah, but Tosfos shoots it down so quickly in our Tosfos and Sanhedrin.
Yeah, but that's the Tosfos and Sanhedrin. I'm saying we're talking about the Tosfos of Baba Kama. That's the Tosfos of Baba Kama. The other way of just saying it is that there's no problem. The other way of saying it, then the Get Pashut shot in Tosfos of Baba Kama. The other way of saying it, just simple. No problem. We go Basarovin in Dini Nefashos, Disa Kaman, Mamun Disa Kaman, Nefashos Lesa Kaman, no problem. The only time we don't go Basarit is what? Is Lesa Kaman and Mamun? It's because you don't have the Rov. You don't have a Kavachomer.
Why would you say Dini Nefashos Lesa Kaman?
Why not? There's nothing Chazaka against it. Based on the Kavachomer. We don't make a distinction, this Tosfos, between Issa Kaman.
Based on the Pasuk.
No, the Kavachomer. The Kavachomer is Ma'adach by Dini Nefashos. We go by Sarov, which is Chamiri. How much more so by Dini Mamonis? That's by both. Dini Nefashos, we go by Sarov all the time. Issa Kaman and Lesa Kaman. That's what he's trying to point out. The question is, how much do you transfer to Mamon? You'd only transfer to Mamon by Issa Kaman, not Lesa Kaman.
Why are we saying the Lesa Kaman and Dini Nefashos, we always go Rov?
Because that's part of the Rov. Acharam Lahat is talking about Din Nefashos. That's part of the Pasuk. That's another way of learning the Pshat in the Taisu Baba Kama. Okay? So the two different ways to learn the Taisu Baba Kama. Yes, Uri, go ahead.
What is the
Achuzim
the Get Pashut?
The Get Pashut is one of the Gedol Achron. That's the name of the Sefer. He points out that it means coal. So Beis Din is coal. Achuzim means by Ruba Delesa Kaman. 100% we assume everyone makes a mistake by the Ibra Chodesh. One guy said the third of the month was a murder. The other guy said it was the second. We assume that everyone makes a mistake. He can't say, oh, the guy that's being testified that he's a murderer can say, oh no, I know this guy that he never makes mistakes. It's ridiculous. We say kol. Okay? We say kol. We just won't say it by what? We won't say it by a situation of what? Statistics by Ruben Delesa Kaman. That's the question. The question is, the two ways to break it down is, am I a coal man, like the Get Pashut? So if I'm a coal man, I take care of it by a Beis Din, and I take care of it even by a Ruba Delesa Kaman.
Every Ruba Delesa Kaman, that the robe is a coal?
Yes, by Dini Nefashos. That's correct.
It's only by Dini Nefashos.
Right, but by Dini Mominus, you don't say a Ruba Delesa Kaman, because you don't say the coal. Because there's a mute. Correct. There's a mute. The other way of saying it is a little more simpler. The whole point of we going by Sarov is based on a Kavachomer. From Tidini Mamonis, from the Fashos. By the Fashos, I have the Rov. By Issa Kaman and Lesa Kaman. I don't have it by what? By Mamonis, by Lesa Kaman. Why not? Because the guy has a Chazaka. The Nitpa has a Chazaka. There's no Chazaka by the Fashos that's fighting you. So that's the other way he says the Tumim quotes like that. Now, I just want to get you down, get down the Psak. What's the Psak? What's the Psak Alokhe? The Ramah and Choshen Mishpat. Please get it down. Reis Sadi Beis Sif Yud. Says that Issa Kaman, we also don't go Basar Rov. Issa Kaman, we also don't go Basar Rov. It's a Chiddush Niflum. That's what the Ramah says. And the Mordechai Nienik Subis says, even Ruben Issa Kaman, we say, Ain Hochan B'mamanach Rov. So that's a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush. Okay? It could very well be, Allah Lamaisa, that Shmuel Lamaisa. You know, Shmuel could very well be the Psak of Shmuel, according to Ramon Mordechai, has across the board, even by Ruben Issa Kaman, against our Taisism. But the Shittim Gubetzis in Baba Basra quotes the Gilyan at Taisus, And like the Rashbam that we passed, Shmuel said his klal only by Rubid Leisa Kaman. Rubid Isa Kaman is Moda that you go Basar Rov. So I want you to get down, it boils down to a big machloikis in the poskim. There are some, even the Ramah, that says Shmuel said his klal across the board. Ain't Hokam Machan Rov by both. But some argue Lamaisa. Some say that Shmuel only said, we said it was from the Shinim Gebetz, Shem the Rashbam. Shmuel only said his klal by Rubid Leisa Kaman, by Rubid Isa Kaman, you do go Basar Rov. Okay? So that's interesting. That means we would pass him like what? Like the Tysus. Halacha l'maisa. And that's what this Tysus, that's what this Reb Chaim is driving at. This Reb Chaim is driving at Ruba Kuku. I asked for Ron Zayin Shiba. Ruba Kuku, I need a marker from Nazar. Should come from Acharab Lahatos. You shouldn't need a separate marker.
Which Reb Chaim is?
Reb Chaim is right here on page, it's in the stencil, in the Rambam. It's on page Shin Lam and Aleph. In this edition, Chedushi Agra Chalashas. This is where he wants to develop that Ruba Kakulo comes from Akarab Lahatas, and it's all one what it's all one thing. Just the only thing is Reb Chaim really doesn't speak to how you're answering the kasha from the 9 month woman and the case of what? And the case of making a mistake by Ibram. So this is the pshat we want to suggest. Everyone got this clore? Okay. One more Nakud I want to get to, then I want to get to the Goyal Adam, and that is as follows, okay? There is a Gemara, and that same Gemara I wanted you to see in Bava Basra. What does the Gemara ask in Bava Basra and Sadi Bezim and Beis? What does the Gemara ask in Sadi Bezim and Beis? It says there's a Mishnah in Ksubis. What's the Mishnah saying in Ksubis? There's a whole dispute. The man that the woman, the man married, was she a Basula or a Ba'ula? We might not mean it. If she's a Basula, excuse me, she gets a what? She gets a Ksuba of 200. If she's a Ba'ula, she gets a Ksuba of only 100. So the Mishnah says in the beginning of the second parak of Ksubis that if there are Edim, she gets the 200, that she went out with a veil. If there are no Edim, she doesn't get 200. Gemara says, why not? Most women get married, they're basulas. It's a rov. It's a kashan who? This is a kashan rav or shmuel. The Mishnah says that if there are Edim, she'll get her 200. If there are no Edim, she doesn't get her 200. But there is a rov.
Rav.
According to rov, hokinach a rov in moment, she should still get it. Kashan rav, not a kashan shmuel. That's a Gemara very clearly, Sadi Bezim and Beis. We got it? Okay. So it's just interesting that the Shev Shmaitze, okay, and the Teshashans ask on this, Halach Lamaisa, how can you tell me that it's not a Rov Gomer? Our Tosis, this is a Kash on our Tos and Sanhedrin. What did our Tosis say in Sanhedrin? That Shmuel says, Enoch Lamach Rov is what? It's a bad Rov. Because it's not a famous klal. He only said it by this one case. Says the Kasha, the Shittim, the Toysha Shantz asks a Kasha. It's also the Kuncha Sveikis asks. Shev Shemaitze asks. Shev Shemaitze asks the Kasha and Klal. I gave the wrong Maramok. It's Shemaitze Dalid, Perik Zion. The Shemaitze asks on this. And also the Kuncha Sveikis, his brother, Klal Vav Simon Aleph. Toysha Shantz asks the Kasha. I don't understand. If our Tosis is right in Sanhedrin, Eli, that means Shmuel says what? Shmuel also says that a shtark, a rove, is what? A good rove. He also says, Halkan Mamamanach, a rove. So why is the Gemara only asking it on Rav? Should be a kasha on Shmuel as well. Ben, you got that? According to our Tosis, that Shmuel really holds ain't Halkan Mamamanach, a rove. Only in a weak case does he say that, but in general, he says, Halkan Mamamanach, a rove. Shmuel holds it just as much as Rav. So why is it Gemara and Sani Bez and Bez ask this kash only according to Rav? That's the kash of the Shev Shmaitzim. Okay? So what do you? How do you answer that kash? So the way you'll have to answer that kash is as follows. As that the Makshin knew that the Rov was a bad Rov. Why is it a bad Rov? Because what does Gemara give an answer over there? Rov, you know why Rov, women that get married have are basulas? Because there's a coal. That she's a psula. There's a voice in the neighborhood. Everyone knows that she's a what? Everyone knows that she's a psula. If she doesn't have a call, it's bad news. We can assume she's not a psula. But there's a call out there. So therefore, the Makshin knew that the rove was a bad rove. So if the Makshin knew the rove was a bad rove, that's exactly the Gemara's answer. So that's why it was at Kasha. Rav goes buster a rove that's even a bad rove. Shmuel, so the bad rove doesn't go buster and didn't mominous. It's a beautiful answer. See, the machlokes in Rav and Shmuel says, can I go baser a bad rov at dinim amanus? Shmuel says, of course not. Rav says he can't. So therefore, why does the Gemara say Ksuba, she only gets her 100 if what? She only gets 100 if what? The 200 if Adam is there. Why is the rove not enough? Because it's a bad rove. That's why the kasha wasn't on Shmuel. But Rav, if he goes, bus are bad roves. So that was the kasha. And the Gemara answers no. The Gemara answers is that this is a real race. She doesn't have a cold and it's really, really bad. It's not just a bad rove, it's like a square cube bad rove. Reyes. Okay, so that's what we saw. That's what I wanted you to see with the Shem Shemaitza. So this is the Mahalik, guys. Please get it. Very important. I want you to know that Psak, because the Psak of the Ramah seems to be going against our Tysus. The Ramah seems to say even a Ruba needs to come out, we don't go bust a rope, which is a big kiddush. That's our Tysus in Sanhedrin, right? Is a bad rove. Shmuel said a bad rove, you don't go bust it, and Rav says you do, right? So that's what the Gemara's kasha was. But if, according to Tysus, if it's a starker rove, even Shmuel holds like it. Why is the Gemara only ask on Rav? Because the Maksha knew that it was a bad rove. The question is, when the Gemara gives the answer and Rav says it's a really bad rove, it's like a nothing rove. So even Rav himself says you normally go after a bad rove. If it's a bad rove, square or cube, even Rav says you don't go buster it. Okay? All right, very good. So that's the chiddush you want to bring out. Just interesting to me that the psak of the Ramah is that we don't go bust a rove even in Aruba, the what? Even Aruba Disa, come on. No, so I'm just saying, what are you going to say? What are you going to say about Beis Din? Because Beis Din is kol. You're going to go back to that Tais of Baba Kama, because it's not a rove, it's a kol. Rav Rowan's size unit theory is going to be the psak of the Ramah, I want to tie them. Because otherwise, if the Ramah says, in Hokal, even by Aruba Disa, come on, how do you ever follow a Beis Din? If it's rove, it gets a mild. That's Disa, come on. Don't follow the rove. It's a kol. That's why I'm saying Ladini, we hold like the Tais of Baba Kama. That's what the Ramah holds. Okay? All right, good. Let's move on now to Goyal Adam. The previous Tysus discussed the topic of Goyal Adam, Lemaisen. Thank you. And I want to discuss it now, this topic, a beautiful topic of Goyal Adam. Okay, let's get to it. Okay? First of all, who is or Goyal Adam? Let's get it down. The Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach Perek Alpha Chavez writes as follows: Mitzvah biyad gol adam shenemer gol adam who yamisis a rotzeach chol aroy li Yerusha who gol adam lo rotzah gol adam shulo hayochol amiso shein lo gol adam based on misis a rotzeach b'sayach. Everyone always thinks what gol adam is only by b'shoygik. It's not true. It's also by b'mezid. And how do you measure who the gol adam is? Who is the closest man to be Yerush? How did the Rambam know this? Dor Samech points out it's Yushalmi. The Yushalmi in Sanhedrin Perek Gimel Halacha Tes writes as follows: the way the Pnimosha is Masbrit, the Shoftu Aeda Ben Mako Ben Gol Adam. The Dayanim cannot be the Gol Adam. Dayanim cannot be Gol Adam. So the Yushalmi says anyone who's roy to be a Gol Adam is Pasul Ladun. You got that? If you're roy to be a Gol Adam, you can't sit on the Din Torah. And therefore, the Rambam writes in Nichols 8, his Pirik Yud Gimel Aloch Aleph, that only Krovea Av are Psulim in Atara to judge. Krovea Aim, Lamaisa, are not Psulim in Atara to be a judge, relatives of your mother. So therefore, only relatives of your father can be a Gol Adam. Whoever is possible to be a Dayan is going to be your Gol Adam. Mashenki and other Kroven. So only Krovea Av can be a Gol Adam, not other Kroven. That's why the Gemara says in the beginning of Yesh Nochlin, Baba Basra, only Krovim of the father are known Nochlin Manchilin. They inherit and bequeath. Krovea Aim do not. So you see, the Gol Adam is totally Birusha. That's number one cloud. We got that? You got that? Pinchas, Gol Adam is Talui Birusha. Based on the Din and the Yushalmi, that they can't be Dayanim, cannot be the Gol Adam. Because they're Psulim. Which Dayanim? Krove'ah, not Krove'ah. So it comes out only Krovim, the father, can be Goyal Adam. A brother from what? A brother from the same father. Number two, the Mabit points out, and I want you to get this, that there's a Gemara Makas, if you'd base them off, according to Rashi at least, Halacha L'maisim. Let's say a grandfather killed a father. God forbid, B'shogik. What's the din? If a grandfather killed a father, what's the din? Can the grandson kill the grandfather? Yes, according to Rashi in Beis Zimanaf and Makis. Rashi there says that the son, grandson, has no kichiv kibur avim to a grandfather. That's so Rashi al-Torah. Rashi al-Torah says it's Kibud Avim is more than Kibud of grandfather, but there is a mitzvah. They ask a stira from Rashi al Atayr. From Rashi al Atayr, Rabbi Kiveger points it out there. No, Nagilian Hashem, Chedusha, doesn't he say it on the dafter? You guys asked it yourselves, Pinchas and Ben? I saw you looking at each other, yeah?
We spoke about it.
Good for you. What'd you say?
We spoke about it.
Good for you. It says, Estir Rashi al Atayr, Rashi on the Gemara. Rabbi Kiveger says, Rabbi Kiveger just says, look in the, I think it's Ranach, no? On Yud Bey Zimar Aleph. Saw that? Yeah, Rabbi Kiveger says, I ain't drushes her Ranach. Parshas told us. What's the Parshas told us? Says Rashi there says that Kibud Av Aim is stronger than Kibud Av for a grandfather. But Mashmah, there isn't. It's a Kibud Av for a grandfather. But what do you see from this din? If it's mutter to kill your grandfather, why is it mutter for you to kill your grandfather? Why are you the goal of down? Because you're the closest relative. You're the son of the father.
But the father's brother?
The grandfather, again. The grandfather killed the father. Who's the closest relative to the father? His sons.
No,
sons are closer than someone's brother. Okay? So therefore, the son is closer than the brother, and the son can kill. Mashenkin, listen to this. What happens when a father kills his own son? He's got two sons. Who's the goal of Adam there?
Not the other son.
Because really, who's the closest relative? The guy himself. And we're going to get back to that, Blinetter. The father, the Rotzeach himself, is the closest relative. So you see that the goal of Adam is totally on the closest relative. Al Pi Din. That's how the Rambam said that the Kurv is measured al pi din Yerusha. So if you're royal Yorsha, you're royal to be a goal Adam.
How would that work?
I can't hear you.
How would that work if you were your own goal Adam?
We're going to get to it, Ellen. Okay, Blinetter. Okay? Let's get to it. Okay. So this is number one. Number one is this marker, the Rambam. You got the Rambam? Perek Alpha, Chabez, Chos Rotzeach, based on the Yushalmi, and based on the Bavli, Daf Yebez, and Manaf. This is Rav Simon Shlit. He wrote all the Shtikal Torah and Goyal Adam. Yes, go ahead, quick, Pinchas.
Is there an answer to the theory of Rashi Al-Torah and Rashi
Gemara? Yeah, there is an answer, Lamaisa. There is an answer, but I forgot the answer. There is an answer. I was going to say that maybe Rashi just meant to say that it's not as great. Maybe that's one. We'll have to look. Blinet, I'll look today, okay, for an answer.
You're
okay?
Good.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying Daf Yebez, he might say, there's no chiyuv to respect in vis-a-vis comparison to your father. You follow me? But he meant to say there is a mitzvah. It's a little bit of a sphere answer. Okay, but possibly.
No, if you're goal adam for your father, is there also an aspect of kibud av aim?
Well, we're going to get to what Elliot said. Blinetta, let's get to it. Yeah, quickly, Jeremy. Yeah, go ahead.
It could be that the chiyuv for kibud av aim for your grandfather is only through the father, and once the father is not there, then you don't have that.
That might be one of the answers. That might be one of the answers.
Yeah, it still doesn't change the concept. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, the question is whether it's a chiyuv or not. You know what I'm saying? No, but Jeremy's saying in this case, though, in this case, he's dead.
Right.
So when the guy's dead, the whole reason why there's a mitzvah, that might be one of the answers, Jeremy. The whole chiyuv to mechaber your grandfather is when your father's alive. But the case in Chumash was, it says by Yaakov Avinu, were they alive? I don't remember if he was alive or not. I think it says, okay, Yitzchak, when he was Makar the Korban, right? We have to look. Let's look at Poldis. But I think they were both alive, Mamai. No? Think so. Or he's cooking then lentils. Let's check. He's cooking lentils because of Sudas Avraw. Maybe it was Nifter. Oh, we have to look. That's a thought, though. Like the same thing by Achagodl. Does the mitzvah respect your Achagodl? Is that an independent chiyuv, or is that a manifestation of kibbutz to the father? Nafkimi is when the father dies, the chiyuv pakka. You're saying a similar thing. It's a very good suggestion, Jeremy. Yeah, Ben. We got a lot to do, guys. Yeah, go ahead.
And also, the same thing applies when you feel like a stepfather, or stepmother.
That's only because of the mother, correct? So when the mother dies, that's for sure. But the shilas, you could say it maybe even by the achagadol, the machleis, it's just a pure thing.
Yeah, Ben is saying, another nafkamina could be the mother's father. Does the chiyuv of kibud av aim, because according to what Jeremy just said, since it stems through the father, the kibud av aim, would the same thing
come? Yeah, you still, kibud aim, would stem through kibud aim, yeah.
No
doubt.
The grandfather through the mother's side, though.
Yes, and it's a kibud aim. So kibud aim would mechaber the grandfather. Okay, let's go now. This brings us to the following. We have a steer in two Gemaras. The Gemara in Makas on Yudam and Beis says, Lo ein mishpat mamas. The Gemara has a suffix. What is Lo ein mishpat mamas? In Lamed Vav. Someone is not killed for what they did. The first possibility in the Gemara is talking about the Gol Adam. If the Baal Adam kills the Rotzeach, he's off the hook. Ein Lo Mishpat means Gol Adam. What's the other pshat? That the Pasuk's talking about the Rotzeach B'Shogeg. Meaning the Rotzeach B'Shogeg that killed is not Chaimis because he did it B'Shogeg. What do you see according to the second Sa'ad though? That if Lo Ein Mishpat Mavis is referring to what? The Rotzeach B'Shogeg gets off the hook. What if it mashma if the Gol Adam does it? He's going to be Chayiv what? Chayiv Misa. By process of elimination. Right? The low Amish from others. The first side is talking about the Gol Adam. Fine. The second side is talking about the what? The Rotzeach B'Shogeg himself. But what about the Gol Adam? The Gol Adam, that can be Chayiv like everyone else. That means the Gemara and Yudim Beis is entertaining a possibility that the Gol Adam that avenges the blood of his relative will be what? Chayiv Misa. That smack against Daf Yud Beis of an Aleph. Johnny, you got this? What does it say in Yud Beis Amud Aleph? Tana Rabbanan, V'rotzach HaGol Adam, Isarotzech, Mitzvah B'yad Gol Adam. Ein Gol Adam, Rishus B'yad Kol Adam. Div Reb Yosei Gluvi. Rebbe Kivomer, Rishus B'yad Gol Adam, Kol Adam, Chayavan Olav, the Vilna Gaon's Gersa says, Ein Chayavan Olav. What do you see from this Gemara? If you have the Vilna Gaon's Gersa, according to one sheet, it's a Heter Gomer. According to Reb Yosei, it's a Mitzvah. Reb Yosei Gluvi, it's a Mitzvah. So you see from the Gemara, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that it's either a heter gomer or a mitzvah for the Gol Adam to kill the guy that killed his relative. And you're turning around and Yudim and Beis and have a sad to say that he be chayav Nisa? It's mamash a steer in the Gemara.
It's Yud Beis and
Beis. Yud Beis and Alf against Yudim and Beis.
No, it could be like okay. Daron or something.
Let's see. So what, that's the steer in the Gemara. It's very difficult. So in the Sefer Divri Yechezkel, Yechezkel Bornstein, Simen Chav Gimel, he says a beautiful teretz. And he says as follows. He says, if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Hey, Halacha Tes through Yud, the Rambam is basically saying that there are two halachas regarding a Gol Adam. Before the Rotzeach is absorbed in the Ir Mikla, it's usher for the Gol Adam to kill him. And if he kills him, Kiyechem Lavavoy. He couldn't control himself, he was too angry. The Torah says, Onesh Chumana Patre, you're potter, you're off the hook. And that's what it means in Sefer Dvarim, Pirik Yud Tes Pasuk Vav. Pen Yirdov Gol Adam Acharei HaRotzeach Ki Yechem Levavo. Yechem Levavo means it's a special patur because he's so angry. That is before he's absorbed. But once he's become part of a citizen, and he's sitting in there, paskind up that he's a Rotzeach B'Shog, and he's sitting in there in Miklat, and then he goes outside on purpose, then that's Daf Yud Beis. It's either a heter or a mitzvah for the Gol Adam to kill the guy. And therefore, Daf Yudim and Beis was discussing before he became absorbed as a what? As a citizen. It could be Lamais, he was going there, Halacha Lamais, and so what's the process? Once he kills someone, he's got to run to Ir Mikla. Then they call him from Ir Mikla to come to Beis. So if he's killed at that time, that's all before he's been paskin up. And also, let's say he's going from Beis Din to back to the Ir Mikla because he's been paskin up, that's also considered before he's been absorbed. That's all Daf Yudim and Beis. And therefore there's a possibility if the Gol Adam kills him, maybe he's Chayiv Misa. But Daf Yud Beis, Amud Aleph, that's already after he's been absorbed, and he purposely leaves on his own, he's Matar Atzma L'Misa. One sheet that says it's Heter Gomer to kill him, another sheet that says it's even a Mitzvah to kill him. You got it, Ellie?
Yeah.
So there are two distinct tracks. And the Sefer Pri Shmuel was a great Gaon, Zatzal, Rav Zalman Stein Zatzal, great guy. He was a Rosh Yeshiva by Rav Svi Kushalevsky, the great Gaon in Yerushalayim. In the Sefer Pri Shmuel and the Sefer Makas, the Rav Zalman Stein Zatzal says beautifully. He says, when you are living already as a citizen, you have a chutzpah l'maisa to leave. If you're leaving b'meizid, you're matar atzma l'misa. If you're leaving b'shogeg down, then you still would be able to be killed. Because he's not being matar atzma l'misa. But before Lamaisa, what is it acting as? Halacha Lamaisa. Before you've been absorbed, Lamaisa, what is the Ir Miklat serving as? It's Hatzala. The second Lamaisa that you leave, you don't have any Hatzala. And if the Gol Adam kills you, you're potter from Misa. Once you've been absorbed, the Ir Miklat serves as Klita. You're like a citizen in the Ir Miklat. And if you leave on purpose, that's your own fault. Then you're Matar Atzma L'Misa. If you left B'Shogeg, then still the guy shouldn't be able to kill you. If he killed you, he'd be Potter. Kiyechem Levavo. Because he can't control his heart. And that's the Ptur of Kiyechem Levavo. Please get it, guys. What's the Ptur of Kiyechem Levavo? What's the Pturuf Ki Yechem Levavo? So Yeshua Yisrael, we mentioned on Thursday, Yisrael HaKutna, the great Gaon. You know what he says it is? Bizman Azeh. Is there a din of Gol Adam or not? There's no mitzvah Rishus. Let's say someone, God forbid, has a relative, Rachmanel, that's killed by a car accident. The guy who killed him is, you're a Gol Adam to go ahead and kill the guy? Of course not. There's no basement around the Paskin that he chayv golos. But let's say the guy couldn't control himself. And he killed him to get revenge. Would he be possible latest? He says no. Because onus chmana patre. Unbelievable, no? That's what the Rishus Yisrael wants to say. Based on the Ksos HaChoshin maybe. Also, according to the Raman Hilchos Melachim Pirigut Alocha Aleph, a Ben Noach, you know, a Noachite, never has shogig as a ptur, except for murder. If the Gol Adam, Lamaisa, Chemdis Yisrael says, Meheche Tesi, that there's a din Gol Adam by Goyim. You know what the beer is? You would have thought it's a Jewish cause only for Yisraelim. What's the Terence? The Sefer Bir Miriam, because it's based on this din of Onus Chomana Patre. If it's Onus Chomana Patre, the Stabber, that should apply to a Jew and a Goy. The guy can't control himself. The guy can't control himself. Why is it only by a Jew? Maybe it should apply by a Goy. That's what the Bir Miriam wants to say, shot in the Rambam. Okay? That this Allah of Gol Adam applies to both Jew and Goy. Because the guy can't control himself. So why shouldn't it apply to what? It's not a Xerza cost. So it's based on the Svar of Onus Chomana Patre. Even if you say that's based on Xerza cost, that's assuming that Onus Chomana Patre is based on the Svar. The Svar, why should it be limited to Jews? Apply it to a Goy as well. Allah Alamaisa. Okay. Now, as I stressed before, a Gol Adam applies by Rotzeach B'Shogeg, but also applies by Rotzeach B'Mezid in two forms. Please get it. What are the two forms that it applies in? Normally, who meets out an execution of the Mises Basin? Yad Eim Tieber Rishona. However, there's one exception, murder. Who does it? The Gol Adam. The Rambam writes this beferish. Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph. You saw it inside yourself. Sayef, right? Nachum? Sayef. What is Sayef? Herig. Herig. Sayef and Herig are the same thing. The Gol Adam does it. And if the guy's not around, who does it? The Adam do it. Perak Yud Gimel Chesanhedra Halacha Aleph. If the guy's not around, then you can go to Adam. Okay? Let's say he doesn't want to kill him. Then Bezdin Lamaisa can establish the Adam. So Yada Adam Tiyab Rishon is not nullified completely. They're just the backup guys. Okay? Oh. But I want to point out the following Kiddush to you. This is amazing. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Rotzeach Perek Vav Aloch Adalim and Hey. What's the din if an Eid Echad testifies that someone's dead? Eid Echad testified that Mr. X killed Mr. Shimon. Mr. Y. What's the din if an Eid Echad testifies? What's the din? Eid Echad is nothing, no? Rambam says, not nothing. The Eid Echad can allow a Gol Adam to kill him. Rambam says, what? You gotta be kidding me. An Eid Echad is zero. I couldn't believe this. Did I bring my Rambam? Yes. I brought my Rambam. In Perek Vav Aloch Adalim, regional Lashon. It's amazing. The Rambam says, an Eid Echad can allow the Gol Adam to kill him. So Ravitz is ridiculous. So you know what the Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam meant? Let's get it down. He meant Eidus Miucheres. What is Eidus Miucheres? What's Eidus Miucheres? Marcus Hayim and Bays. No, the two Eidim saw the murder from different apartment windows. They didn't see each other. So technicality, it's not good. So the Rambam says, if you have Eidus Miucheres, it can allow the Gol Adam to avenge the blood of his relative. That's very difficult. The Rambam said Eid Echad, no? You meant Eid Echad meant Eidus Miucheres? The Kesef Mishnah says that. Dor Sameach says the Rambam is l'shitaso in the Mor Nevuchim. Mor Nevuchim. And the Rambam wrote the Mor Nevuchim. Yad HaChazaka, Perish Mishnayis, Sefer HaMitzvahs. Very rare will you find a l'shitaso. Dor Sameach, you see, he knew the Mor Nevuchims. The Rambam describes in Pirik Chelek Gimel Pirik Mem. What's the purpose of Egla Rufa? If you find a dead corpse between two cities, Zach, you're supposed to measure to see which city was closer. But what's the whole ceremony supposed to do? It's supposed to reveal the murderer, who the murderer was. Because the Rambam says if an Eid Echad comes forward, the Gol Adam can kill him. So you see the Rambam says, Beferish. He meant what he meant. He meant what he meant. He says it Beferish. That's the Iker point, that an Eid Echad could be able to come forward and actually kill him. The Rambam's Lashon, Perek Vav, Hilchos Rotzeach, says the following. I'm looking for, oh, Perek Vav, Hilchos Rotzeach, here it is. He says, you ready? Perek Vav, Hilchos Rotzeach, Ma Yasezeh, Yashuv Yishmur, Atzim, Yigol Adam, Chen Kol HaRatzchonim, Shahargu Be'eid Echad, O V'lo Asroch, Yotzman, Im Hargu Gol Adam, Hargan Gol Adam, Ein Lem Domin, Lo Yu Eilich Amru Me'arag Lo Kavana. Eid Echad Allah's Gol Adam, Zok the Raivin, Chen Kol HaRatzchonim, Shadonu, Ve'eid Echad, O V'lo Asroch, V'chulay, Amar Vam Temahu, Ve'ich Namin, Ve'eid Echad, O Lohater, Damo Shosel, Le Gol Adam. So the Kesef Mishnah says, Eid Shmichas, Ram says, Eid Echad Mamish. So please get this down. The lump this is that there are certain, and there are three categories we could suggest that outside the area of halacha, how many judges do you need for Beis Din of Dinin Nefashos? 23, we learned that. How many need for Ben Noach? One. Dayan Echad, Eid Echad, you don't even need Hasra. You don't even need Hasra. Eid Echad, Lamai said Dayan Echad, you don't even need Hasra. A Melech, Ben Noach and a Gol Adam work outside the regular dinim of halacha. They have to keep society going. That's called Tikkun HaMedina. Tikkun HaMedina. That's what it's called. Tikkun HaMedina. Ben Noach, Din Melech, and what else? Gol Adam. It's called Tikkun HaMedina. And therefore, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, the Rambam paskins that a melech also can kill based on an Eid Echad as well. Why? Because a melech's purpose for Tikkun HaMedina. You got me? Oh. So Memeila, this leads us to the following. I want everyone to take a look at Mem Tesem and Aleph in Sanhedrin. Guys, take a look. Mem Tesem and Aleph in Sanhedrin. All the background from Mem Tesem and Aleph in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says on the top line, you guys know the story in Navi? What was the story in Navi? Yoav killed Avner, who killed Asael. Okay, what does the Gemara say here? Third line in Mem Tesem and Aleph. Amar Lahu, Gol Adam de Asal Havoy. Asal Rode Fave. Amalei Hayelo Latzil Lechem Evarov. What does this mean? If you look in the Rambam in Perek Tes Halach Adal Lechos Malachim, the Rambam says, if someone's chasing after you to kill you, and you could have turned around and shot him in the leg, and you shoot him and kill him, you are Neragalov, if you're a Ben Noach. Mashen can be Yisrael. If you're a Jew that's being ran after, and you turn around and shoot him in the heart, and you could have shot him in the leg, you are not Chayv Misa. Yes? By a Ben Noach you are, but by Yisrael you are not Chayv Misa. Ask the Ravid, Amar Avram, Kashali Avner, one word. Kashali Avner. What does the Ravid mean? The Gemara says in Mem Tesem and Aleph, what's the reason why Yoav killed Avner Yosef? Because why? Because when Asael was running after Avner, Avner could have shot him in the leg. And what did he do? Not shoot him, but he arrow. They didn't have guns. But he could have shot him with an arrow. And what did he do? He killed him. Again, Asael was chasing Avner. Avner could have shot him in the leg, and he shot him in the heart and killed him. Yoav, because of that, killed who? Yoav was the Gol Adam of Asael, and he killed Avner. So you see, you are Chayv Misa. They're all Yisraelim. You heard the Kasha? The Rambam said you're not Chayv Misa. That's the Kasha. Bless you. Eli, you hear the Kasha? So the Mishnah Melech and the Meiri, listen to this, say that Yoav was special. Why was Yoav special? Because Yoav was a Gol Adam. And when you deal with a Gol Adam, you look at Tikkun HaMedina. You are not subject to the regular dinim. A regular Jew can't do it. You know, no Chayv Misa is based in, the Rambam meant. But as a Gol Adam, it's different. And if you look in the Me'iri and Daf Nun Zayin, the Me'iri says, even if you kill a Trefa, you know what a Trefa is? Someone's going to die, God forbid, within a year. Or let's say a guy ties someone down to a lion, Meshuggah, a guy. Or he kills the road if they could have shot him in the leg. All those dinim are chayiv misa be Yisrael ain based in most mason osan bebnei noach ne'arogin sha'ari af be Yisrael reshai amelach lahargan kamoshi yisbar. What does the Bir Miriam point out to Miri saying? He compares ben noach and melech. Ben noach and melech can kill such a guy, even though Bezin can't kill such a guy. Is anyone familiar with the halach of kippah? That's also in our mesechta on pay alpha and base. Did we discuss Kanoim Pogimbo this year on pay alpha and base? Have we discussed it yet? I don't think we did. We put a guy in kippah. Let's say you kill someone with Aiden with no hasra. You can't give him his space. You're going to let him walk the streets? You know what kippah is? You put him in a jail. You give him bread and wheat and water, and his stomach blows up, he dies. Do we do kippah to any other avera? What is kippah given to? Only to someone that did what? Murder. The Rambam describes in Perek Dalet, Hilchos Rotzech Lachates. Why is kippah only for murder? Because murder is destroying Yeshua Shalolam. It's a terrible thing, murder. Because you're destroying Tikkun Olam, we can't stand for it. So that's the only thing that kippah you have for Yeshua Shalom. That's why we allow the Gol Adam to act what he's going to do. Even in a case of what? Yochel Atzilo. Yochel Atzilo Bechem Eivorov. Okay? Yochel Atzilo. Yochel Atzilo Bechem Eivorov. Yeah, we will allow the Gol Adam is allowed to kill him. Okay, at least he's potter. Depends upon, is it a mitzvah or not? Depends what stage he was in, right? If he already was in the near Miklan and he escaped and he went out to Mazin, then it'll go back to what we said by a mitzvah. You follow what I'm saying? This is a beautiful shtickle. And that's why I was saying, when we did that Tosfos, the previous Tosfos, you know, Tosfos brought up that it was schus to the Gol Adam. Tosfos says it's not really a real schus because in what sense is he marviach? But we wanted to say, according to the second day in Taisus, you remember, that maybe it does mean that there's a ra lezev, a tov lezev. Because a Gol Adam is very happy, to the degree that if he killed a guy, he can't control himself, he's potter, because of kiyecham levavo, he can't control himself. Now this brings us to the following. We had mentioned the Gemara and Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara says the following. There are two Gemaras in Beis. The second one we mentioned. A father who killed his son becomes a Gol Adam. Then the other Bryce says, Ein Beno Nasa Gol Adam. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, maybe it's Rabbi Yossi Aglila, Rabbi Akiva, who hold mitzvah Rishus. Gemara says, whether it's a mitzvah or whether it's Rishus, how is it permissible? As you said, can a son flog his father? Can a son ever be the one who gives out the punishment? You know, who flogs the guy that's chayv malchus? It's a shliach bezin. Can a son do that to a father? Absolutely not. The only time a son can punish a father is if he's a mesis. Is he causing, trying to get other Jews to do avodah zarah? We don't accept that. That's unacceptable. Okay? That's unacceptable. We won't accept that. Halacha l'maisa. But anything else, he can't do it. So the Gemara says, no problem. Lo kasha habibino haben bino. That's your Bezim and Alf and Makis. So there was a great Gon who lived in Eretz Yisrael, Harav HaGershuni Zatzal. He says, what's the difference? He says, an amazing shot, guys. Listen to this. He says, I don't understand the Gemara. It's clear from the Gemara that Pshat of Beno is also to kill his father. It's not because he's what? The closest. Because why? Because he's a Shliach Bezdin, right? It's not because he wasn't the closest, right? Second of all, what does the Gemara mean that in the Chiva and the Gol Adam is not Midin? Why is it not Midin Shliach Bezdin? Why is a Gol Adam like you guys said before? Why is a Gol Adam able to kill? Because he's a Gol Adam, not because of Shliach Bezdin. What's the Gemara bringing Shliach Bezdin at all? Who cares? So number one, the first kash is halacha l'maisa. The Gemara says because why? The reason why he can't kill the son, can't kill the father, because he's a shliach what? Shliach beis. Who's talking about a shliach beis then though? So Rav Gershuni says like this. Listen to this. When a father kills his son, his own son, he's got two sons, the brother does not become the Gol Adam. Why not? Because he's not the closest relative. Who is the goal of Nam? The father himself. But he's not going to want to kill himself. So therefore, Beis Din has to step in. Beis Din's got to appoint a new goal of Nam. They cannot appoint someone who's a what? They cannot appoint someone who's a what? Who's a son that's going to kill his father. But in the case of what? Ben Bino. In the case of Ben Bino, which Rabbeinu Hananel says, he can even kill his what? He can even kill his father. That's what Rabbeinu Hananel says. What's the case of Ben Bino? What's the case of Ben Bino? The case of Ben Bino, Lamaisa, and this is what Rabbeinu Hananel says, a Ben is able to kill his father, in which case? When is a Ben, when, if the father killed his son, right? Remember the case? The grandfather killed the what? The grandfather kills the father, right? The grandson can kill the grandfather, that's for sure. But Lamaisa, if a Ben is able to kill his father, it's totally if the Aviv hit his Beno. Then he could kill his Aviv. Meaning, let's say the grandfather killed the grandson, says Rabbeinu Hananel. Listen to this. Eldi, you got this? The grandfather killed the grandson. What do you say in that case? Can the father kill his own father? Yes, because he's a pure Gol Adam. It's not through a Shlich Beis Din. If you're a pure Gol Adam, then you can kill your father. Yeah, whatever, Tikkun Amida, whatever, however you want to say it. But it's pure. Once you put in Beis Din, where it's the second track, then you cannot, what, kill your father. You follow what I'm saying? It's an amazing shot in the Gemara. Whereas if a father kills one of the sons, he can't kill him because you come, because the only way you become a Gol Adam is through who? He's not going to kill himself. So how do you become a Shlich? How are you going to become a Gol? Through the Beis Din. You can't do that, Lamaisa, because you're a Shlich Beis Din. Can't kill a father.
Why does the father become...
You understand this more? What? That's the Lomdus here. When the grandfather kills the grandson, then the father can kill his own father. Because he's a pure Gol Adam, not through the Shlich Beis Din. Jeremy, you follow this? That's the Chiddush Rabbeinu Hananel and shot in the Gemara. It's the same Lomdus, Halacha Lamaisa. Because Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel have a different way to read the Gemara, which is Lakhul Kasha Habno Habembino. But it's the same Lomdus.
Why is the father becoming the Gol Adam in both cases?
Which case? Let's get the case straight. Where the grandfather kills the grandson,
yeah.
Then he's a pure Gol Adam to kill his own father. When a grandfather kills the what? When the grandfather kills the father, then he's also a pure Gol Adam. It's also pointed out that there's no Chiyuv of Kibbutz to the grandfather. Okay? Now, when a father kills one of the two sons, then the son cannot be the Gol Adam because the only way he's the Gol Adam is because the real Gol Adam is the guy himself. He's not going to kill himself. So Beis Din steps in and appoints the other brother. But you can't be a Shlich Beis Din to kill your father. You follow me?
When we say that the Gol Adam is determined by Yerusha, what does that mean?
Whoever the closest relative is, Al Pi Din. And then if he can't do it, then Beis Din steps in and appoints another guy, the second closest relative. But the purest one is Beis Din Gol Adam straight up. You follow me? That's the Chiddush. And therefore, Lamaisa, it comes out that Lamaisa, there is a Gemara, we'll close with this, guys, on Memheim at Beis, in Sanhedrin. Let's get it. That says, Shimei lo Gol Adam, Beis Din Mamin lo Gol Adam. So Rashi is talking about Rotzech B'Shogeg. The Rambam and the Rabban say he's talking about Rotzech B'Mezid. They argue on Rashi, Memheim at Beis. Rashi says it's a Rotzech, but Shogi, the Ram and the Ramban say talking about a Rotzech, b'mezid. Is there any difference between the Ram and the Ramban? Yes, says the Chazon Ish. We'll close with this. According to the Ramban, there's a special mitzvah on its own that a Gol Adam has to what? Kill the guy. It's not Midin Mitzvah Basin. The Rambam says it's Midin Bitsua Mitzvah Basin. That's why the Ram does not quote it as a separate mitzvah. Because in the Shrushim, he said if it's a specific detail, he's not going to quote it as a separate mitzvah. He already has the mitzvah of Yarta Rami Kebecha, Chiyuv Mitzvah Beis Din. So he doesn't have to quote the details of separate mitzvah. This is the Chiddush. So this is the Mahalach I wanted to bring out from that previous Tosfos we had, Rav Simon Shlita, who said a beautiful shtickle many years ago about this din of Gol Adam that is Tikkun HaMedinah. So we should never have this din in, Rachmon Litzlan. But if a guy did it, he might go to jail, but he wouldn't be postulatus. Should never have this, Allah Almighty. Okay, tomorrow we got to go Viter. Everyone have a wonderful day. And I'm proud of everyone. Okay, Mincha.